This is Emmy, and this is television's most exciting and glamorous night.
This weekend is the 67th annual Emmy Awards. They're meant to honor the best in television.
And the Emmy goes to...
Occasionally, they get it right.
Breaking Bad.
And sometimes they get it so wrong, like never giving one to Deadwood or The Wire. The Emmys are best, of course, when they recognize shows and people who are breaking new ground, which is one of the reasons I'm looking forward to watching this weekend. It seems hard to believe this is true, but this could well be the first year ever that an African-American woman wins the Emmy for Best Actress in a Drama Series. Viola Davis, the star of How to Get Away with Murder, and Taraji P. Henson of Empire are both up for the award. And Candy Alexander is up for Best Supporting Actress for Scandal.
Oh, please do, baby. Please take a stab at me. I wonder which one of us is faster.
When Hilton Ahl's guest hosted Studio 360 a year ago, Alexander told him exactly who deserves the major credit for this late-breaking change.
Thank God for Shonda.
That's the TV creator Shonda Rhimes.
Thank God for Shondaland, because it's really outrageously wonderful to look up when you're driving down Sunset Boulevard and see a billboard with Viola Davis on it. Only Viola, singular. And then drive a few blocks further and see a billboard with only Kerry Washington on it. Singular.
That's right.
Now, this is the first time this has happened in my lifetime. And it's not a little thing. It's not a little thing for a little black girl to see that.
One of the things that made The Wire so great was its multiple points of view, the way it depicted people on all sides of urban messes. Almost nobody a totally good guy or bad guy, criminals and cops and journalists and politicians. Since that show went off the air in 2008, I hadn't seen another with such wide frame focus and sympathy about how the urban system works and fails until John Ridley's American Crime came along this spring. And on primetime network television.
I certainly thought it was very interesting that a broadcast network wanted to try to tackle these subjects. And I came back and I pitched to them the concept of doing it through the eyes of the families of the victims, the families of the accused. People caught up in something and trying to find a way to navigate probably the most desperate situation that you could ever have.
John Ridley's American Crime is up for Best Writing and Outstanding Limited Run Series. The Wire also inspired another Emmy-nominated project that's got nothing to do with crime or cops, Frances McDormand's miniseries Olive Kittredge.
I watched all 5 years in 2 months, and it completely transformed my idea of long-format television.
Absolutely.
And how that could really be available to telling female stories.
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, Olive Kittredge is about people living in a small town on the coast of Maine. McDormand produced the miniseries. She's also up for an Emmy for her starring role as Olive, a wife, mother, and math teacher who is not an easy person to love.
What's depression?
It's bad wiring. Makes your nerves raw.
Is that why you're so mean all the time?
Absolutely.
Your mother is not depressed.
Yes, I am. Happy to have it. Goes with being smart.
It's an honest and unglamorous look, rare in television or movies, at a woman who starts out over the hill at 45 and gets older and older as the series goes on.
What I was really interested in the storytelling of Olive Kittredge was kind of a generational thing for me as a privately as a woman and also as a feminist who is 57 years old and has watched woman's place in society and domestically change since my mother's generation.
And I guess we can't get away from The Wire when we're talking about good TV. Reg E. Cathy, who played Norman Wilson on that show, is up for an Emmy for his role on House of Cards as the barbecue restaurant owner Freddie Hayes. But we think Reg deserves some special recognition for his role last year on Studio 360.
First,
You must train your cat to use a homemade cardboard litter box if you have not already done so. Be sure to use torn up newspaper, not kitty litter. Stop using kitty litter.
That is Reggie Cathy as Charles Mingus reading The Catalog, which is, yes, a guide to toilet training your house cat, written by the legendary jazz composer and bassist Charles Mingus.
Do it gradually.
We've got a video at studio360.org. You can also hear the full conversations with Frances McDormand, John Ridley, and Candy Alexander, as well as with Kevin Spacey, Jessica Lange, Adam Driver, Lisa Kudrow, and many more 2015 Emmy nominees.